Chapter 23, Beige Taxi. One day Robert decides to go visit his friends. They live in another city and Robert takes a train there. His train arrives there at 3 o'clock a.m. Robert is there for the first time. He doesn't have a phone number for the taxi services in this city, so he calls his friends and asks them to call a taxi for him to the station. The friends do as he asks. They say that in 10 minutes, a white Opel will come for him. Robert waits, and really a white Opel comes after 10 minutes. The taxi driver puts Robert's baggage in the car and asks where to go. Robert explains that he doesn't know the address. His friends, who called the taxi, should have given the address to the taxi driver.
"My radio works badly here, so I can't get the address," the taxi driver says. "Find out the address from your friends, please, and it is obligatory to ask them for the telephone number of the taxi service they called," the taxi driver demands.
"Why?" Robert inquires.
"You see, I work only on booking," the taxi driver replies. "Your friends may have called another taxi service, then it means that another client is waiting for me, and I can't take you instead of them."
Robert calls his friends again and wakes them up with his call again. They patiently name the address and the phone number of the taxi service. Robert retails all this to the taxi driver.
"Oh, this is the phone number of another taxi service. Yeah, this is not the phone number for my taxi service. Then somebody else called me,"
the taxi driver says and takes Robert's baggage out of the car. Robert is confused. "Your taxi service may have several different numbers," Robert supposes. "I was told that a white Opel would come for me in 10 minutes, and you came exactly in 10 minutes. After all, you have a white Opel, and there aren't any other taxis here."
"No,"
the taxi driver says.
"It is now clear that another taxi will come for you. The fact is that my Opel isn't white, but beige, and you have to wait for that white one."
Robert looks at his car. It may be beige, but at 3 o'clock at night in the dark, it is not easy to see. The taxi driver drives off to the side, stops and waits for his client, and Robert stands alone again near the building of the station. He is cold and he really wants to sleep. 10 minutes more pass, but the white Opel doesn't come. The friends worry and call Robert. They wonder why he is not at their house yet. He explains to them what happened. In a few minutes, they call again and say that the car is already at the place. The taxi service has just confirmed it. Robert goes around all the area of the station but doesn't find his taxi. Time passes and it's already 3:30. Robert's friends want to go to sleep. They begin to get nervous. They don't understand why Robert can't find the taxi. They call Robert again and tell him the number of the car. It seems to Robert that he is watching an endless and unpleasant dream. He goes around the entire station, carrying the heavy baggage behind him, and examining the numbers of the cars. But there isn't a car with this number anywhere. When suddenly, after walking for a long time, he finds out that the number coincides with the car number of that taxi driver of beige Opel. Robert is very angry. He comes back to the taxi driver and explains to him all of this. He tries his best to speak calmly and politely.
Just think of it,
the taxi driver says and loads Robert's baggage into the car again. Robert does his best to overcome anger. After all, he has already walked around the station with heavy suitcases for an hour and didn't let his friend sleep. And just because this person refuses to consider his car white. And to all this, he replies, And how about the fact that your car isn't white, but beige? Robert asks.
Yes, it hurts me too that dispatchers mix it up,
the taxi driver answers with a calm expression on his face.
Well, have you confirmed the address?
Of course. Robert doesn't remember the address anymore. He understands that he must call his friends again, and it seems to him that they aren't glad about his arrival anymore.